AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Death by lethal injection. That's what a jury decided today in the case of the Boston Marathon bomber.
Today the jury has spoken, and Johar Tsarnaev will pay with his life for his crimes.
U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz hopes the end of the trial means the end of attention paid to Johar and his brother who planted bombs near the finish line that killed three people. A police officer was also killed that led to a shootout in which Johar's older brother died. Bombing victim Melita Arriendo is disappointed. There will be a long round of appeals.
Having personally endured several things in my own life that have dragged on, this seems like another burden that will drag on.
As a funeral was held today for the first of eight victims of Tuesday night's deadly Amtrak crash in Philadelphia, NTSB investigators were interviewing the train's engineer. Brandon Bostian was very cooperative but didn't remember much about the events leading up to the crash. However, Robert Zumwalt, the lead investigator, is interested in a radio conversation between Bostian and the engineer of another train that was overheard by the assistant conductor on Bostian's train.
She also believed that she heard her engineer say something about his train being struck by something.
The windshield of the Amtrak train that derailed was shattered in the accident. Zumwalt says one area of glass had a breakage pattern that could be consistent with being hit by an object. The FBI is investigating. They aren't poor no more. An AP source says tonight Bill and Hillary Clinton have raised more than $25 million from speeches since January last year. President Barack Obama and his wife held assets last year that were worth between $1.9 and $6.9 million. This is AP Radio News. The Washington Wizards may need some magic to beat the Atlanta Hawks or face elimination from the NBA playoffs.
The Wizards face the Hawks in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference semifinals tonight at Verizon Center. The Hawks won Game 5, 82-81, on Al Horford's putback of a blocked shot with 1.9 seconds to go. John Wall will be back on the floor for Washington after playing in Game 5 with the injured left hand. The Wizards had their season end in a Game 6 loss at home last year to Indiana. Atlanta is on the verge of reaching the conference finals for the first time since relocating from St. Louis in 1968. Craig Heist, Washington.
The trainer of Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah is not concerned about his horse having the post position in tomorrow's Preakness Stakes in Baltimore.
Once you have it, you gotta just take it in. It's a post position, but having the horse ready is probably more important. So the horse is doing great.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.